This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Paula Ellis. Paula is the CEO of the St. John Hospital in Leavenworth, Kansas. We're going to talk to Paula today about leadership mostly and about her career and her journey and more. Paula, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Absolutely, and thank you so much for giving me this great opportunity. I am Paula Ellis. I am the CEO of St. John Hospital in Leavenworth, Kansas. My background is clinical. I started my nursing career several years ago in psychiatry with the Veterans Administration healthcare system, and that was also the site of my first official leadership role as the nurse coordinator for two 32-bed psychiatric units at the VA. I stayed at the VA for 10 years and then moved to a 378-bed hospital, which was part of a religious-sponsored healthcare system. And over the years with that hospital, I was fortunate to be given multiple opportunities to accept more and increasing responsibilities as a leader. And the great thing about that role, those roles, were that I was over areas that included nursing, but not always nursing. So I was also interacting and supervising and leading people who were outside of nursing. So those were great opportunities. It included case management and chemical dependency, medical staff services, physician recruitment, hospitalist services. I was also the executive director of their accountable care organization. Concurrently, I was increasing my education. I obtained my master's in science in nursing and my doctorate of nursing practice in nursing leadership, both at the University of Kansas. And I've been with St. John Hospital since February of 2016.
Oh, fantastic. Well, congratulations, and what a career. So you've been in these evolving leadership spots. Was there ever a moment where you moved from maybe just one bit of self-doubt, and maybe you didn't ever have that, to a spot where you said, yeah, I could kind of do this. I could kind of lead in a competent way, in a very professional way, and start to lead organizations. Was there ever a moment where you sort of crossed that transom and felt more comfortable as a leader?
You know, I will tell you that early in my career, I had a leader who was not a stellar leader. And in fact, that person left a lot to be desired. And initially, I was quite frustrated working with him. And then I did remember, I really do recall having that aha moment where I realized that I could learn as much about leadership from a poor leader as I could from a good leader. And I realized that if you take every opportunity and use it as a chance to learn, you know, you really can't identify, you know, what is it that people want in a leader? What is it that they need in a leader? What is it that they expect in a leader? Yes, I did actually have that moment. And I was at that time, shortly thereafter, a great leader followed the poor leader. And that person did see something in me. She nominated me for the VA leadership program, and I was accepted into that program. And I had seen in my brief career, I had seen great clinical nurses promoted to leadership roles and fail. And I think I identify this actually as a cardinal flaw in nursing to promote great clinical nurses into leadership roles. And just because you're a great clinical nurse doesn't mean you're going to be a good leader and vice versa. And so I wanted to give myself plenty of time to develop really sound clinical skills. So I remained in a clinical role for 7 years before I accepted my first leadership position.
Fascinating. And when you look at leadership, and your point is well taken, somebody can be magnificent clinically and just great at that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're a leader of people. We said in all fields, in consulting, people could be great consultants. But it doesn't mean they necessarily manage others well and bring out the best in others. There's just different things that can be great, and they may be fantastic in the role, but not necessarily as a leader. At the same time, many of the best leaders of the nation's health systems today come from clinical backgrounds, either nursing backgrounds or physician backgrounds. Talk for a moment about advice that you might have for evolving leaders. What would you went through the VA leadership program, you sort of made serious efforts to evolve yourself as a leader and observed poor leaders and great leaders to come up with different thoughts on it. What advice would you have for evolving leaders?
Wow. You know, again, I think you just need to have the open-mindedness that's required of a leader. You have to be incredibly self-reflective, and that's hard. And because I started in psychiatry, I think I had a leg up, because one of the first things I learned as a clinical nurse in psychiatry was that when things were happening on the unit, when things weren't going well with patients, when patients were acting out, the first thing you needed to do was put the mirror up to your own face and say, how was I a part of this? What didn't I pick up on? What didn't I react to? What was going on that I was not keen on? I didn't intervene quickly enough. I intervened poorly in that situation. So this whole issue of being open and self-reflective, I think, is just incredibly, incredibly important as you're emerging as a leader. You know, the other thing about a leader that I would say is you can't run away from problems. And I know it's easy in the beginning to say, you know, I'm going to avoid that. I'm not going to deal with it. But if you let a problem linger, it's not going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get bigger. So my advice is run toward a problem. Don't run away from it. Run toward it, because actually you'll surprise, you know, the people involved, because you want to solve the problem. You'll be seen as open and willing to solve problems, and I think that's incredibly important. I think great leaders have to be visible. They have to be available. They have to be seen. You know, there's still something to be said for management by walking around. That kind of, you know, sounds like mindless meandering. It's not. It's deliberate. It's genuine. It allows leaders to be seen. It allows you to be engaged. It allows you to be connected with people. You want to know people in every area of your organization. You want to know people on night shift as well as on day shift. You want to know people who work weekends. That's really incredibly important, because in the end, it's all about relationships. You know, somebody much smarter than me said that leadership is relationships. When you have open, honest relationships with people, it is so much less awful to get through the tough stuff. And there's lots of tough stuff to get through. The relationship doesn't make it easy, because it's never easy, but it's certainly more manageable when you have trust and confidence in each other.
Well, fantastic. Let me ask you to do this, because you gave a few pieces of great advice there. You know, don't run away from problems. Make sure you know your people. The old adage of management by walking around. Can you help me? Give me a 60-second summary of those three or four pieces of advice that you just gave.
Sure. Again, there's problems everywhere. And you know what the big ones are. And as human beings, it is just natural to want to avoid that. They're messy. They're complicated. It's hard. And, you know, most of us avoid pain and seek pleasure. And so I'm just saying you got to make yourself do what you don't want to do. You have to make yourself run toward the problem. You have to make yourself sit that person down and say, golly, I think we have a real miscommunication, or I think, man, it seems like we're just not seeing this situation the same way, or gosh, from what I heard went on, I'm baffled. Can you help me figure this out? Because I just don't know what's going on. You have to have, for lack of a better word, the tough conversation, the crucial conversations, and you have to solve the problems, because, again, not solving them, allowing them to linger, only allows them to get bigger. The visibility, the availability, the being seen, it is so important. I've had leaders, director-level people, ask me if they could work 4 10-hour days. Well, that would mean that there's going to be 3 days a week when you are not here. That is not okay. To me, that is just not okay. Part of being a leader is being around, being visible, being there, even if it's just that they want to run something by you. People have questions, people have concerns, people just want to know that you know what they're dealing with on a regular basis. If you're somebody who's never gets out of their office, if you're somebody who isn't well known for not being here on a Friday afternoon, that wears on people, because the work of healthcare is hard work. It is very difficult work. It is taxing. It is, there's nothing easy about it. And to know that you're doing that work and not know where your leaders are, that doesn't go over well with people. I'll just tell you, it doesn't go over. And it's not that you have to do anything, but you have to let them know that you're there, that you are available, that you want to connect with them, that you want to engage with them, that you want to understand what's going on with them, you want to understand their challenges and the work that they're doing, and that's just incredibly, incredibly important. And then again, that just feeds into the relationships and the fact that when people know you, when they know that you say what you mean and you mean what you say, when they know that when you say this is going to happen, it actually happens. That is just all about trust and honesty and openness. And again, you've got to have that kind of relationship with your people. They have to have that trust and confidence in you to stay in the long haul. I mean, everybody knows people don't leave because of the work. They don't leave necessarily because of the money. They don't leave necessarily because of the hours. They leave because they don't have trust and confidence in their leader. So you have to do everything you possibly can to promote that trust and confidence.
Well, fantastic, Paula. What a pleasure to visit with you today. What a fantastic leadership journey. It's the one that stories are written about. People that raise from initial nurse to now leading a hospital, just fantastic. What a great career. Paula, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I hit it wrong the first time. I'm trying to hit it right now. The St. John's Hospital in Leavenworth, Kansas. Just a great pleasure to visit with you today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Just fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.